It is 93.7 WEEI, Rich Chertenlieb, Ken Laird, Ted Johnson, and you. 617-779-7937. You can also listen to us on the Odyssey app. You can record your little take there. If you want to leave a message and don't stay on hold, just press the little microphone button, and we put those out there in the 5 o'clock hour. So you got a couple more minutes.
We've been away from take grenades for a week. I miss those.
I know. So get them suckers in there, baby. Just press that microphone and make our job easy. All right. What a weird way to end what was a fantastic series against a very good team. Obviously, the Red Sox seem to play better against good teams than they do against the bad ones, and it's infuriating. But it was to lose a game on just like three walks in a row just sucks. It was not fun. However, I do believe that there was a little bit of karma from the old Jimmy Fund, and it was kind of cool hearing Tolley talk about it afterwards too, because I know it's obviously something his mother passed away, and that was very cool, and that was nice to see that. But you know what? Bummer of a way to end it. It didn't stop, however, our own Dale Ordway to go out to the streets and talk to people. You know, originally he wasn't going out there to talk to him about the game, but there was a dude there. Let's go ahead and start with this. What do you say, Stiz? There was just a gentleman who went right up to him and said, you know, what do you think of the game? And here's what he had to say.
Are you a Red Sox fan?
Yeah, I love the Sox.
All right.
The idiots were blown in the 10th inning. You know what I mean? But what can you do? You know? They just eat their own after winning 20 games in a row. It's crazy.
Yeah, wow. Very descriptive. So this is all after the game, I'm assuming.
Yes, after the game. Yep.
Okay, all right.
And there was a lot of numbers thrown out with how many games they won in a row. None of them were correct.
Red Sox, will you please stop eating your own blank?
I don't even want to know what the blank was.
I've never.
You would do if you could.
Yes. We would never leave home. Oh. I have never heard that phrase before ever in my life. But coming from that guy, it sounds like he said it 1,000 times. Let me hear that one more time. He's so funny. Let me just hear that.
You know what I mean? But what can you do? You know? They just eat their own after winning 20 games in a row. It's crazy.
Yeah, right. You rounded up to 20. 20
sure,
wins in a row.
Sure, 20 wins in a row. Sure,
I got a 16, 17, 18,
nice.
18.
Nice.
Sure. Let's go 20. All right. So now there's a question that's been on our mind lately, and we've been talking a little bit about this. It has to do with football. And let's go ahead and let it roll, Stiz.
Is Tom Brady a weirdo?
Tom Brady? So the dude eats avocados for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, including ice cream. He's got a supermodel wife who's not even that hot. I've seen like 400 hotter chicks than her in Loco Selfie, which Roman Anthony hangs out there every night. He's a local. He's a weirdo. He's a weirdo. He kisses
stop, 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 the hell? Stop. First of all, I love it.
First of all,
Giselle's not even hot. I've seen hotter chicks down there at Local over off Broadway. And Roman Anthony. And I saw Roman Anthony and him and Marcelo Maia. And then he punched him in the jaw and hooked up with his sister. That's the guy. This is the guy who wrote all that stuff
Reddit
on Reddit.
Guy? Oh, good.
This is the Reddit guy. I do love that, like, everyone swears they see Roman Anthony. They still Roman Anthony down in Southie. Listen, there's a lot of young, attractive people living in Southie.
Rich, he was out in them streets. Mm-hmm. I
don't doubt that for a minute. And to be quite honest, if you were him, wouldn't you want to be going out too?
Yeah, and that's what Baseball Brad, what was that? Baseball Brett. He had said that, you know, he did defend Roman, but he was also like, look, these kids are young players. They just signed contracts for millions of dollars.
Right.
Like,
oh, yeah.
They're gonna have
the
some
70s
fun.
Bruins were out on Newbury Street or wherever it was, hot at the time.
You know? No. He's slaying his way through the Lincoln Tavern. He's going over to Capo downstairs. It ends up at Loco and then ends the night at Stats. That's just the best. I just like it. Yeah, Giselle's not even hot. Yeah, okay. Of course.
So this fella, he was one of a threesome, and regular three guys go to a game, and they put their really very drunk buddy into a cab on his way home right before I started talking to them.
Well, that was very responsible of them. All right, roll it back for just a couple seconds.
I've seen like 400 hotter chicks than her in Loco Selfie, which Roman Anthony hangs out there every night. He's the local. He's a weirdo. He's a weirdo. He kisses his kids on the lips. He hates our team for no damn reason. He would not exist without us. I want to like the guy. I really do, because he brought me 6 championships since I was a kid, but he's a jerk off. I watched him. He owns the Raiders now. You own 1% of the Raiders. I could own 1% of the Raiders. They suck donkey nut hole. I've seen several donkeys the Walrus. And that's probably a more impressive franchise than the Raiders right now. It's a disgrace. He's a disgrace. I want to like him so bad. He's gone from like my second favorite Boston athlete of all time to like 487th. And I don't even, I mean, I know like well more than 487 athletes, yeah, but he might be lower. He's a loser.
Told you.
Wow.
You may even told you. Who brought this up first that I got shouted down for saying?
Maybe, but I kept saying his stock has plummeted here.
You kept saying.
I mean, listen, he's no donkey nuthole.
And how did Jackson even start asking about Brady randomly? Like, this whole thing is mind-blowing.
Oh, the Brady thing's great. Is Brady a weirdo is, like, the ultimate conversation starter.
So that was the question of the night.
Yeah. I can't think of a conversation that I get funnier answers in it just randomly if I talk to people about Tom Brady being a weirdo, because everyone's got an opinion on it. And you're right. And I have to give you credit, Ken. You are the OG when it comes to what New England is starting to think of Tom Brady. And I got to be honest, you know, the more people I hear talk about it, the more I do indeed think he's a donkey nuthole.
I've seen several donkeys of Walrus.
Okay, well, that's
on you.
Call
him a disgrace. I mean, wow, that's strong.
He's a loser.
Loser.
I would say he's a loser, but
he won. I think he's a winner, but
yeah. All right, let's go to the next one.
Is Tom Brady a weirdo?
Do I respect Tom Brady? Absolutely. He brought us 6 championships. I love that guy to death. Do I think he's a weirdo? I don't know what goes on in that guy's head. He divorced one of the hottest women on the planet in Giselle, and yet she's still dating people under his grade. Weird? 100%. There's only one reason why a woman like Giselle divorces Brady. It has to be the weird factor.
If I was Thomas Edward Patrick Brady, I would also accept the divorce from Giselle and go play the field with the young women of the night these days.
Doesn't that mean whores? The ladies of the night?
Young women of the night.
And then I would go to Locos and Southie with Roman Anthony. And we would just, like, plow our way down the street.
I like that second guy, though, because you could tell 3 hours and 20 minutes, whatever the game was, that the beers were hitting, finally.
I saw this guy 3 different times on the street. And the last time was I was walking out of the dispensary while he was walking in.
Wow, so he was going to sober up by getting stoned. I mean, listen, hair of the dog is different for everybody. All right, let's go to the last one, shall we?
Is Tom Brady a weirdo?
I guess you have to be a little weird to be the GOAT, but he's wearing a mask of himself now. The whole plastic surgery thing is out of control. He's like, it's as if he's gone to Spirit, put on a mask of himself, and now that he's wearing around. It's, that part is ridiculous. He's unrecognizable. His cheekbones will cut somebody.
He does look like he's wearing a Tom Brady mask wherever he goes. That Jake Paul thing is so dumb.
Oh, my God.
It really is. I mean, I love that it took that point for people to jump off. It was like, you know, the investing in the cloning your dog industry was just perfectly fine. But man, when he like pretended he was in a fake fight with Jake Paul, that's where I draw the line. His hanging out with that Brinkman Freed guy who ended up going to jail for like fraud, you know, all that crypto. Perfectly fine with that. But man, when he pretended he was the Undertaker, I'm out.
And there was an uncomfortable amount of people who were not cool with him kissing his kid on the lips.
Yeah. I mean, that was in his own video. What was that documentary with the...
He's done it many times. He's very public about it.
The only thing is about that, I'm at the time, I like, come on, man.
It's his kid's a little like...
I don't know. I found it a little weird.
All right.
Just being honest.
I don't think that's the thing that made him a donkey nuthole, if you ask me. I mean, there's a million other things that you could put there.
Right.
God, I'm going to use that phrase. I learned several phrases that I'm going to put into my vocabulary immediately from that. All right. Well, Fenway's a fun place. It's so fun that you could be standing next to somebody who is screaming at Wilson Contreras. And Wilson Contreras is jawing back too, and you're getting death stares from several from Garrett Whitlock. We actually have, if you saw yesterday, because it became a big story, Wilson Contreras going back and forth with someone in the stands. We have someone who is right there next to that guy telling us exactly the play-by-play of what went down. And I have to be honest, It's got twists and turns, and it started well before Wilson Contreras was involved. And Kristen Mulrooney was right there, and we will talk to her next in 2 minutes.
I could own 1% of the Raiders. They suck donkey nut hole.
It's 93.7 WEEI. Rich Shurtleff, Ken Laird, Ted Johnson, and you. 617-779-7937. Also, the Odyssey app is a great way to consume this show. And yesterday at the end of the game, Wilson Contreras, this is not the first time. What was it, maybe 10 games ago that we saw Wilson get booed for not hustling at a play? I obviously stuck up for the guy because he had just gotten hit in the head with a fastball, and many people thought he was dealing with concussion symptoms. And we had Chad Tracy on, who seemed to say the same thing, that Wilson's been physically going through a lot. And as a matter of fact, I believe Wilson even told him before that game, according to Chad Tracy, hey, I'm not going to be able to go full speed. Mm-hmm. I hope you understand that. And Chad was just like, we'll take whatever we can get from you. So there's an understanding, I guess, that was between the two of them. But yesterday, let's first play this. So what happened was, after the game, you see him talking to back and forth to someone in the crowd. And here's what, when Wilson Contreras was asked about it, here's what his explanation was.
Yeah, and nothing was inviting me to dinner. And I was like, no. I was like, nah, I'm good with that.
Huh? Where are we going?
Ah, no, he was just inviting me to a dinner. He didn't name any specific place or restaurant. So,
I'm sorry, but I thought that was funny. Now, he was inviting me to dinner. I thought that was kind of funny.
Now, I think most people have his back on this. I would love your next guest. I'm very interested to hear what happened here because this is going to further the story. But the only person who is down on Wilson is our producer Stiz, who was like, he thought that was the corniest joke. It just thinks he's like, I don't know. I don't want to speak for you, Stiz. But
I just thought it was lame. Like, say the truth. Tell the truth. If a fan was chirping at you, then tell the truth.
Well,
like,
we can see that.
Oh, he invited me to dinner. Oh, he just invited me to dinner. Like, that's so lame, dude.
Dude, that's funny, man. I thought it was great. He doesn't want to give the guy any kind of credit. He's just like, yeah, he's invited me to dinner. I said, no, I'm not going out to dinner with you. I thought that was actually funny. But afterwards, someone also asked him about him getting booed because, you know, there was a situation where he wasn't running hard on that late ground out. And the crowd ended up for the second time in like 10 days booed him. And here was his explanation on that.
I'm not going to get here running a ground ball. And if you're a real fan, you know baseball, there's no case for me to hustle out of the box. I'm not 100%. We never are. But I'm taking care of my leg. If you have to run, I'll push a little bit. If I don't, my manager have my back, and I talked to him, and he gave me the permission just to like to do whatever it takes to take care of my legs, and that's it. But I mean, I just don't care.
Okay, so now I want to get to our guest, if you guys don't mind, because there's a lot of speculation as to what was being said that got Wilson to run his mouth. And Kristen Mulrooney, she is somebody who was right there during it all. I saw her post something on social media and reached out. Kristen, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Hi, thank you.
So, Kristen, can you kind of take us through what happened and what you saw between, even beforehand, because it sounds like there was more before the actual Contreras thing happened, correct?
Yes. So from where I was standing, this didn't really even have much to do with him. So I was sitting like four seats away from this spectator that he kind of got into it with. And it started in the 10th inning. The pitching was not good, and there were some collective groans from the crowd. But this one guy, he stood up and he started yelling stuff a little bit more aggressively. And it seemed like some of the pitchers took notice of that, which is kind of unusual because they usually just ignore it. And at one point, the guy stood up and pointed at Whitlock and yelled something specifically to him. He was like, and what are you doing? And Whitlock, like, very slowly turned and really, like, stared this guy down for a long time. Like he settled in and got comfortable. And it seemed like the other pitchers were kind of taking issue with this guy. He kept yelling things, and then they're all kind of staring him down.
Kristen, I hate to interrupt. What was he yelling? Like, what was he saying to them?
It was really just kind of generic, like, you know, you guys suck kind of stuff.
Okay, all right. There was nothing personal over the line. It was just kind of like, you know, you guys stink. What are you doing? There was nothing, like, personal, correct?
So that's the missing piece for me, because I don't know why they took such issue with it. Because, like I said, they usually don't. So I don't know if I missed something more personal or more direct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so there you're drawing attention. And by the way, the video that you put up is exactly what you said. Who was it who was giving him the death stare? Was that Whitlock? Who?
It was Whitlock.
Okay,
and that's why my video was only like 4 seconds long, because that death stare, I was just like, I don't want him to see me recording this and get mad at me, because I was I was intimidated in that moment.
Yeah, it was Whitlock, and I have to look again and find out who the other pitcher was that was staying next to him. But they were locked in on this dude who was standing up and yelling at all of them. Okay, and then so take me to that moment. After that, what ends up happening?
So then they're just kind of going back and forth. And to be honest, I feel like everybody in that section missed the bottom of the tenth, because now we're kind of invested in this B plot, because the guy just keeps yelling things and the pitchers are mad.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know if he saw, was Contreras the second out?
Right, second out, yep.
Yeah, second out, yep.
Okay. See, so yeah, I feel like we totally missed that. Like, I don't even know if this guy saw the out, because he's trying to pick a fight with the pitchers. So it was probably right after Contreras got out. I actually saw Jaron Duran come to the top of the dugout steps, and he paused, thought better of it, and went back down. So honestly, good for him. I feel like that's gross. On his part.
Wow. Okay, so he went up and, like, for a moment was like, you know what? I'm about to give this guy something. And then he thought better of it, right?
Yep. He's like, nope, I'm dipping out.
Good on Jaron Duran. You know what that is?
That's growth.
That's growth.
That is growth. All right, so he goes back down. Jaron Duran goes back down. And when is Contreras next? Is he the next one to enter the scene?
Yes. Okay. So I think right after that is when Contreras came over. And he really just kind of directly addressed the guy and... I heard the first thing he said was something like, what are you doing? What are you saying? Like, do you want to tell me what you're saying? And then they just had, again, like, very generic back and forth, like just guy stuff across the net. And it didn't seem like it was anything that personal still. And then Contreras, waved a security guard over and pointed the guy out and everybody clapped. And that was kind of it. So I was under the impression that he was just taking one for the team there and telling the guy to knock it off.
I like it. So he was sticking up for his guy. So he walks into a situation where this dude is yelling at the pitchers, and he walks over there and sees that, and he's just like, what are you doing, man? And then they kind of do some generic back and forth, and then that's it?
That was the impression I got. And maybe the guy did say something to Contreras about what he had just done, but I feel like if that was the case, like, it was only a problem because there was already a problem.
Okay, was this guy a Sox fan? Like, what was he wearing? Was he like a Diamondbacks fan?
No, he was a Sox fan.
Okay, of course
Sox
he was.
Sox spectator, we'll call him.
Okay.
Was he wasted? Was he hammered? Could you tell?
I don't think he was. He was with his kid.
Of course, he was.
That's a good example.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. So, okay. So that, you know what? I like that you clarified that. So, basically, in a nutshell, this guy's like jawing off at the pitchers who just blew it, or not even the ones who just blew it, but, like, you know, Garrett Whitlock and someone else. I forget who was next to him in the video.
It was Sandoval.
That's right. Okay. And he was giving him
the
death stare.
Yeah, and Guerrero was in it too.
Yeah.
Not in the picture, but he was there with them too. And they were all just kind of glaring at the guy, staring him down.
And he's like, what, seven rows back, it looks like, in the video?
Yeah, something like that. Five or six.
Okay, so he's like five or six rows back. He's yelling at them, and I love how Jaron Duran. That's actually a cool story. Jaron Duran comes walking up as if to go, like, dude, I'm about to, like, unload, and he goes, I might want to think that one through, and
Great job.
Back down into the dugout.
Yeah,
and then
take a deep breath.
Yeah, take a deep breath. That's right. You know, have a Fresca. And then here comes Contreras walking out, and he sees what's going on and basically sticks up for his guys. Like, what are you doing, you idiot? And just, you know, talks to the guy in the stands. And then was there anything else you remember that might have set anybody else off, at that moment?
No, I don't think so. Like, it was all just very generic, and, like, I can't even remember anything specific that anybody said, because it was just standard, you know, you suck. No, you suck, and I don't know. I don't know what it was that made everybody so mad.
Well, I got to be honest, that is, it makes me think of this in a different light, seeing that Contreras seemed to be sticking up for his guys, getting back at this dude. Thank you for your recap of the story. That was awesome.
Good job.
You're welcome.
All right, thanks, Kristen. Good stuff. I'll find that video and I'll send it to you guys to put up. But it's true. This dude's like yelling at the dugout, and Garrett Whitlock, and I guess it was Sandoval, had their back to the field and are just staring at this dude. Like, you've got to be kidding me. They're not saying anything. They're just taking it from this guy who's yelling at him. And I guess that's when Contreras came up. So,
what are we going to start doing? These players are going to start fighting every fan that heckles?
I think you owe an apology, Stiz. I mean, you're a little aggressive here on Contreras.
You guys cannot have it both ways. Boston is a passionate fan base. In most other parks in the MLB, the fans wouldn't even have noticed that Wilson wasn't hustling to the base. So you cannot have it both ways. You can't say, well, we love coming back to Fenway because the fans, they're so energetic and they're so passionate. Yeah, they are passionate, and it goes both ways. You get the passion when you're doing great, but you also get the passion when you're doing bad.
Stiz, so, I'm not pissed off that – as a matter of fact, I'm not pissed off at either side. That guy's got every right. I mean, they did suck. The pitcher sucked, or at least you had one pitcher that sucked.
Yelling at Whitlock. He's not even playing.
Whitlock's not even playing, but I understand. He's got every right to – I've said that 1,000 times. If you don't cross a line, you have every right to say what you want, and they did. But also, Wilson Contreras isn't Jaron Duran flipping a guy off or calling him a gay slur. He went up and was just like, what are you doing, man? And which I think he has every right to do. Yeah, like, come on, man, just get over it. You know, I have no problem with that whatsoever, what he did. Now, as far as him not running, that's a totally different deal, and we will talk about that right after this and take your calls. 617-779-7937. Once again, thanks for Kristen coming on and clarifying like what happened there. We'll be right back. Oh, there are some baseball writers getting excited when they hear this band. It is 93.7 WEEI, Rich Shirtleaf, Ken Laird, Ted Johnson, and we'll take your calls at 617-779-7937. I thought our guest was excellent.
Advanced the story. Now, we don't know if she's telling the truth 100%, but she did have some visual evidence right on her video and pictures on her social media account.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. The video that she had was of this guy who was in the crowd yelling at Garrett Whitlock, and I keep forgetting who it was that was next to Garrett
Patrick
Whitlock.
Sandoval.
That's right, Patrick Sandoval. And both of them.
And Guerrero, by the way, who is 6'9", and his nickname is the Giant of Boca Chica. So you don't mess with Tyrone Guerrero.
Okay? No. I don't want to mess with him or the dump truck. But either way, it was Sandoval and it was Garrett Whitlock, and their backs were to the field, and they were just giving the death stare to this guy who was yelling a bunch of stuff at the pitchers, and they were just like staring him down. And that's when Contreras came up, and Contreras saw that. He was just like, dude, what are you doing? Like, you know, essentially, he was basically just going, oh, come on, dude. Like, really? We're doing this? You're yelling at these guys? But, you know, either way, I thought the best part of that was Jaron Duran walking up the stairs about to do something and then go, nah.
978 texter says, getting stared down by Garrett Whitlock is like getting stared down by a librarian. I mean, it's kind of true. There's nothing super intimidating about that. But this texter now says, they saw Wilson get fans kicked out at another game. 617 texter. I don't have no problem with this. If what this lady says is true, I'm pro Wilson. However, it does seem to be a culture of getting fans kicked out this year at Fenway. And if I'm a fan, I don't really want them worried about this.
And
stuff, especially if there's a playoff game, you know?
I do believe this fan was kicked out at the end of last night. I'm seeing that all over social media.
But the game was over.
Yeah, well, I mean, before the game was over, but I mean, yeah,
that
it
next
was
pitch, a pitch before was, pitch too soon.
Right, one more out. I mean, it was after the second out, right, of the 10th.
But maybe there's something where they don't let him back in for, you know, the rest of the year. Or,
oh,
you know,
a letter of disinvite is what they call it over
yeah,
at Gillette Stadium.
Yeah, that kind of sucks. I mean, if it's getting like that, like a police state, you don't want that either, you know?
Well, that was the one time that I think I ruffled the feathers of Jed Tracy, is when they were talking about how that dude who was yelling very innocent stuff, as they said, like, we need a pitcher, not a belly incher, you know, to Jaron Duran or whatever. He got all pissed and they kicked a guy out of the stadium. I don't think that's cool. I think that you should be able to say, I don't encourage it, but I think you should have the right to say whatever you want as long as it's not offensive or it doesn't cross a line. And from everything I heard that was not the case. All right. Let's go to Kevin and Quincy because he says that he was at the game. I don't know if he was. Kevin, because at least with the woman we had on before, I have the video. Like, she took that video that backs up what she was saying.
Nobody in Quincy tells a lie. I can tell you that.
What's up, Kevin? How's it going, buddy?
Well, I mean, good. How are you guys doing? There was really no reason to pull out a phone. It wasn't really, I think Kristen's story is pretty accurate. However, it started in like the sixth inning when Weissert gave up some runs. That's when I was in section 37 field box. We have season tickets. Mark and I went to the game, and I would say the guy started getting on Duran later in the game. Duran had homered, if I'm not mistaken, earlier in the game. We got there a little late, but that's when he started getting belligerent. and he was saying 202, 202 repeatedly to Duran. That's what started the whole thing. That's what got Whitlock and the other starters, so to speak, or the other pitchers involved. Hmm. And then Contreras came over. She was about the gentleman and his son, who's about 12, was about 10 seats behind me and about 3 seats to my right. And Contreras said, "Why are you talking to us like that?" That's what I heard. I mean.
Oh, yeah, okay. That makes sense, because that sounds to me like almost what you were saying. Like, what are you doing, man? Why are you talking to us like that? And by the way, that's the one thing that Jaren Duran needs to learn, is that when you engage, you are basically daring everyone else to get under your skin. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, people like that who love to get a rise out of players so they can tell their friends, "That was me. Did you see him lose his mind? That was me. I was doing 202, 202. Like, to me, like, you're inviting people to do that. You have to just, like, ignore them. Don't give them that power, and they won't do anything. But I do love that Duran walked up the stairs and went, not even worth it. Not even worth
but
it.
Now, but now, when you say a fan can say whatever they want, you don't really mean whatever they want.
No, I always clarify that. I always say as long as it's not, it doesn't cross a line and it's not profane.
Right.
Yeah.
I say a fan can say whatever the hell they want. We get text messages that you cannot read on the air verbatim at all around here all the time.
Yeah, but no, but you're not able to say whatever you want.
Right. Right. I mean, listen, who cares about that? I mean, but what I would do is, in that case, you know, you can't like yell racial stuff or anything like that. You can't yell something, you know, that's like personal about these guys. But if you're yelling their batting average, hell yeah, you can yell that. As I said, I don't encourage it, especially when you're standing next to your kid like an idiot.
Can I yell tennis racket?
Oh, well, that's the funniest one. That makes me laugh every time that Jaren Duran got upset and someone's going, "Tennis racket." Really, honestly, the most G-rated taunt, which I, by the way, I didn't even get it at first. Like, tennis racket. Oh, he needs a tennis racket to hit the ball. I get it. Oh, my God.
Look at the texts and the Twitch comments that Courtney gets every damn morning. Like,
that's not an equivalent here.
I think it is equivalent. It's the same thing.
It's not.
Somebody
doing their job
and somebody getting mad for, you know, at them.
Well, then don't read it. You know, it's like don't look at it. Why are you looking at the Twitch comments if you don't like them? Just don't open Twitch. To me, but they can't do that. Like, I mean, they're standing there in the field and they're yelling at them. Jackson, you could turn that off. You don't have to read it. By the way, let's go to Rich real quick on line one. Rich, what's happening, buddy?
Yeah, it seems to me with Contreras that, you know, the 10th player award, it seems to me Boston fans are looking to do it for the other team. Contreras has contributed so much. I have a thought. You know how a few years ago they gave Trey Turner a standing ovation when things weren't going well for him?
Yeah.
I think you guys should help orchestrate the next time Contreras comes to the plate tomorrow night, his first time at the plate, that he gets a standing O.
That's
because
pretty cool.
Now we find out, thanks to you guys, we find out that Contreras was standing up for the other guys. He's always doing that.
Yeah,
he's
been the heart
of this team and the heart of that winning streak they had, too.
I couldn't agree
more. I think he should get a standing O when he comes up first time tomorrow night.
Rich, I mean, listen, I love your call. I'm not going to orchestrate something because that's kind of corny, but I think that the fans are smart enough that they're going to take a look I think that they understand, but I do like that woman called in and clarified that Contreras wasn't just like, you know, going up and being a dick. Like, he actually was looking out for his guys, and that's what a team leader does. So I'm cool with that.
Now, do you want them to play at home in the postseason or on the road? I ask that seriously because they are susceptible to distractions with this stuff. If you have Yankees fans here in a playoff series, I almost wonder what might be better to go back to Yankee Stadium again.
You know what? I wish they weren't, but I don't know if it was you who made this point earlier or Ted, is that it kind of fuels them, doesn't it?
Well, that's true, too. It fuels Wilson, not Duran. I don't know.
I don't know, man. Duran, like, he'll run his mouth, and then all of a sudden he'll, like, you know, jack one out or, you know, steal a couple bases. It's weird. It hasn't, like, to this point, their play's been good. The beginning of the season, it's affecting their play, and all of a sudden they start playing well, and they're still jawing at people. So I don't know. To me, it's almost, I don't think it's getting in their head enough to ruin their game.
Better road record, technically, 37-27 on the road. They've still been a better road team than home, although they almost are back to .500 at home.
It is funny that it's like they're, you know, we're eating our own. It's our own fans. Let's go to John on line six. John, what's going on, buddy? How you doing?
Hi, is this John from Winchester you're asking for?
Yeah, what's up, John from Winchester? How you doing?
Hey, guys. So I was at the ball game last night,
one section over, three rows behind the guy that was causing all the problems. Mm-hmm. And I actually pointed him out to security after the game and actually helped security make sure they got a hold of him, because this started at least three innings earlier before the Contreras incident. The guy was jawing at the players. And, okay, you can jaw at the players. But he was actually being very intimidating, standing up, crossing his arms, pointing at the players, and actually challenging the players to come out of the dugout to come get him.
So what a douchebag.
See, Stiz,
how soft have we become?
Stiz, you're losing
God.
This argument. Come on now.
No, Stiz, listen. That's a douche move. Like, because that guy knows they can't do anything.
Right.
I'll fight you. I'll kick your ass.
It's all part of this kid. They can throw him out, and the guy paid, what, $200 to get him and his family there? He can say whatever the hell he wants.
Hang on, let me talk for a second. I'm not saying you can throw him out. I'm against that. I've said that before. I got mad at Chad Tracy for them kicking someone out. But what a douchebag to sit there and, like taunt these guys like he's going to fight him when he knows they can't do anything. And, like, in front of his kid, like,
what
he's a real tough guy.
What do you think he was challenging them to fight or
that's
something?
That's what the guy just said. That guy just said that, who called
it.
Is John gone? Yeah, John just said that he was, like threatening to fight the guy.
He said he was, like, crossing his arms.
Challenging them to a fight. Listen, this is how the malice in the palace started.
I'm not that guy, right? So I'm not, even though I'm taking the side, you won't catch me doing that type of stuff. However, I do understand that this is the environment of Fenway Park, of the Garden.
This is not Philadelphia. You want brawls, you go to Philly.
No, stop. Now you're taking it to a place that it didn't happen.
Listen, I am not hearing things. That guy just said he was challenging them to fight,
correct,
which is hysterical to me. That's where you become a douchebag. If you're yelling whatever, fine. Perfectly fine. But if you're in front of your kid trying to impress your son, Wilson, come and get me. Oh, yeah, I'm too intimidating for you to do anything. No, it's that Wilson is a millionaire, and if he steps over there and punches you, you can sue him for everything. And he would get ejected, and obviously he would get suspended. So to me, it's like that to me is like the worst fake tough guy stuff, like challenging them to a fight.
I highly doubt he was seriously challenging him to a fight. I mean, come on. What is he going to do?
Now a 508 texter is calling John a snitch. I mean, we're just getting all kind of
crazy.
Come on.
If you see something, say something, I guess.
I mean, in fairness, I kind of felt this. You don't go get security when the game's over. It's like, come on, it's over, dude. It's over.
Yeah, if it's over, it's too late.
But it is too late. Now, it would be kind of funny if a guy, like, in the middle of the game, the guy's like yelling, just going like, dude, just shut up. All right, man, it's been three innings. Just shut up. You made your point. Shut up, tough guy. That would have been funny.
Brady would have slapped him right in the face if Tom was there. He would have been like, man, let's get in the octagon. Let's get in the ring.
Oh, man. We'll take your calls. I mean, we have calls. I've got a Ken versus everybody. It's always ready to go.
We got some takes, too.
Let's do takes. I missed the takes.
All right. You want to do some takes? You want to do versus everybody to save for tomorrow? The takes?
Yeah. Stiz, you listen to these?
I haven't heard.
All right. Good.
All right. You know what? We'll either do take, because I got to, do you want to do takes?
Yes.
Okay, we'll do takes. We'll do your take grenades next, and take your calls as well. 617-779-7937. This story's hysterical. That guy's like trying to, I'll fight you, I will. No, you won't. All right, we'll take your calls next. Yes. It is 93.7 WEEI. Rich certainly, Ken Laird, Ted Johnson. And we are in the Catch Us Law Studios. No fee unless you win. 617-779-7937. We were just talking about, it was awesome. We actually had a fan call in who was right next to the guy who was yelling at Wilson Contreras that got everyone up in arms. And apparently it was like a dude just next to his kid, like, picking fights with all of them. Let me go to Charlie on line one. Charlie, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
What's up, man?
Hey, I listen to you guys all the time. I never called before, but today I was compelled.
Nice.
I wasn't at the game. I did watch it on TV. And the worst thing about it to me is, how do you bring your 12-year-old kid to a game? He's obviously got good seats because he's sitting close enough to yell at the players.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing that in front of your son who's 12 years old. I'm sure when my kids were 12, they were smart kids. They would not only be embarrassed, but they would be stressed out and nervous and being like, Dad, what are you doing?
Yeah. Right, that's
what
like...
What is wrong with you? We're here to have fun.
Right.
Thanks,
like,
Charlie.
That's a story that you tell, like, you know, Like, you know, when, yeah, my pops used to take, get drunk, used to take me to the Red Sox game just to pick fights with the players.
My dad did it, and look, I turned out fine.
Oh, come on, he actually picked fights? It's one thing to yell and, like, you know, rip by, like, 202, that's whatever, it's funny. But just, like, actually, like, saying, hey, we're going to fight, kick fight. And once again, that is someone who called in and said they were there and said they were trying to pick, like, literal fights. Like, I'm going to fight you, why don't you come in here?
Well,
God,
now,
that's
well,
so great.
Now Jackson says, you know, we deal with this all the time on the text line. Text line is attacking Jackson, 860. Jackson, you talk funny, your chime-ins are cringy, and your Hooters song wasn't good. Suck it, Dale Ornway.
Oh, don't you dare say that about the Hooters song.
Oh, thank you, had you very me. Much. Yeah, because I've never heard that before, you asshat.
Oh, jeez. All right,
oh, now
Jared
now
Duran.
You're getting rattled. Oh, jeez,
well,
yeah.
Stay, yeah, obviously, yeah,
stay in
I
the dugout.
I'm 40 years old. I don't have a, I don't know I have a friggin' funny voice. Thank you, jerk.
Hey, Hooters, nice. All I know is please don't go, hey, Hooters. Hey, Hooters.
All right. We you can't Jaren Duran. That,
hey, my last name's Jackson. Am I related to Michael Jackson? No.
Wow. Jeez. Talk about getting set off.
Like, well, the two things that people make fun of me my whole life is my name and my voice.
So you get upset when people say, are you related to Michael Jackson?
Yeah, because it's the stupidest thing ever because my first name's Jackson.
You know, I would look them in the eyes and go, yes, I'm related to Michael Jackson.
Yes, I've gotten to that point. But yeah, okay, yes, my voice is funny. I don't know that. Thanks.
Dude, your voice is awesome.
He's joking, Jackson. Just calm down.
They're busting your balls because you said that you looked at the Twitch thing and they're just like, here we go. Let's have some fun.
Yeah,
All right. I
did a Wilson Contreras. I opened it up to myself.
Sure did.
That's right. I mean, you can always
I'm
call...
here for it.
Listen, at least they didn't call you a donkey nuthole, like we learned earlier, which is a phrase I'm going to use 1,000 times.
Just told me to calm down. I sound crazy.
that is true. All right, let's launch some quick take grenades, shall we? Let's do it. What do we got? Let's go. Rip, dip, 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 boom.
By the way, it's Stiz's last day before his big vacation.
Oh, yeah.
We have Jackson. Scary. We have Jackson on the board tomorrow.
Where are you going, Stiz?
So right now, I haven't booked anything, but we'll do some camping up in the White Mountains, Crawford Notch, one of my favorite spots. And
beautiful.
Yeah, hang out, do some family time.
Ride the old
yeah.
Cog Railway up there.
I love it up there.
Go to Fun Spot, because I've never been there, and it fooled me on one of Rich's quizzes. So.
Oh, Fun Spot is great in that, like, I went there thinking, because it's like every old school arcade game you could ever want. So I showed up and I'm like, dude, I'm going to be here all day. Because for the first time in my life, I can afford to play video games when you're a kid. You're like, ah. And I went there. I lasted like 20 minutes. I'm like, I think I'm done.
Oh.
I got a couple days in Wells, Maine, too.
Oh, well, it's
been a while
great.
Since I've been up there.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man. Awesome. Good stuff. All right. This is, let's go say it's brought to you by Cars for Kids, the easiest way to get rid of your old car. Donate today, and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Donate now at carsforkids.com. That's Cars with a K. You've been leaving them takes up there on the app. Let's pull.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Bobby from Brookline, RKK, calling in with an update on the negotiations everyone's talking about. I had to put my foot down with Gonzalez because I just don't think a guy who's been out of the league for several years and was a tight end could then come back into the league and be a cornerback. So, Tony Gonzalez, we'd love to have you, but what? Christian. Oh. I've just been handed some breaking news that's going to affect the negotiations. Right. So I'm going to get back to you as soon as we can. This is RKK signing off.
He fell out of his voice in the middle of it.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, you got to stick with the character.
You got to stay with the character. All right, let's pull. Go.
When Tom asked you guys if Gonzalez was that much better than Witherspoon, it was radio silence. You could have heard a pin drop. You could have heard a flea fart in that room, how quiet you guys were, until Tommy Curran himself guided you guys to an answer. But now suddenly when he's not on the air anymore, you guys are so vocal about it. Would you forget about it? Ted, you eat a little lotus flower there, huh? What's going on, boys?
Great
speak
point.
Up. Speak
Great
up. Point. And also, Gasper's king. Ain't nothing cute about 3 home runs, baby.
Bet your ass.
3 home
bet
runs,
your ass.
3 nights. That's elite ball.
WB
Learn
Mason.
Some.
Absolutely.
Good
absolutely.
Take
that was a good one. Yes, we were all sure. Okay, one more. Let's go. Pull. Two.
I was at the Red Sox game the other night, the second game, and I must say the Red Sox have to keep Nick Sogard on the team. They cannot get rid of him. He has to be there for the playoffs. because he's the whole reason they even won a game in the playoffs last year. And then my other takeaway from the other night is the mustard at Fenway Park sucks. That's all. Have a great day, guys.
Mustard catching a stray. Yeah, Sogi with a first pitch homer.
Yeah, not bad.
One
not
of three
bad.
Dongs.
Sogi over Story?
I like Sogard on the bench. I don't know what, but Story is a weird thing, man. It's going to be, you're right, Rich. He's forcing his way back in. Or if that's Ted Steck, one of you guys said that, and it's kind of true. I'm not sure they're ready for him.
I think Roman Anthony is going to fit in just fine. I think he's going to come back, and I think the team...
DH, though, right?
DH, yeah. I think he's going to come back. I don't know. Do you think DH? I think
you keep Duran left. At this point, he's better fielder.
Maybe you would think so. I don't know how well he's doing. I mean, apparently he's been doing defensive drills ever since his hand's been hurt. I don't know. But we do have, is Chris Narcan in studio here with
us?
Yes,
he just stumbled in.
Okay.
You got to get him in front of the mic, though.
I don't know if tomorrow...
And he needs headphones. He's still whining about his headphones being stolen.
Well, we found out that one of his friends was the Trash Monster mascot over at the Portland Sea Dogs. The mascot that basically walks around and gets crap thrown in his face from every one of the stands, which is just so humiliating and degrading, but at the same time so unbelievable. Unless you have a garbage kink, I don't know why you would ever want that
job.
Well,
that's actually a great minor league bit, though. I mean, one thing, the beauty of the minor leagues, they always have great promotions or something to hook you in. That's a good one. Just throw stuff at the mascot. It's good
unless you're the intern that had to get inside that thing.
Well, I'm sure they're well compensated. I mean...
Yeah, I'm sure. It's the Monopoly. He's the Monopoly guy, the person who does that.
All right, Arcan finally is mic'd up here. So.
All right, so your friend was the Trash Monster, huh?
My cousin was, yes.
Oh, your cousin was? Okay,
yes.
All right. And they didn't mind getting crap thrown in their face constantly?
Apparently they're very well insulated in that thing, and it wasn't like she was just the Trash Monster. There was like two other mascots, and they'd all rotate who would be who. There was like the Sea Dog, and then there was somebody else. So, but the Trash Monster, that was the most popular one by far.
Wow. Yeah, because, I mean, but it's got to be somewhat humiliating. People just, like, angrily throwing their half-filled Cokes in your face.
I don't know. I think they kind of liked it. You know, like, you see the Trash Monster, it's like, cool. Hey, there's the Trash. Everybody throw their stuff. They weren't mad at the Trash Monster. Everyone was happy to see the Trash Monster, you know? It's